El Paso has not had a professional ballet company since 1997. Now, the El Paso City Ballet is poised to complete the trilogy of fine performing art in our community. And with me is Artistic Director of the El Paso City Ballet, Lisa Scaff. Welcome, Lisa. It's always a pleasure to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
You have a doubly interesting event coming up in another couple of weeks on Saturday, September 28th. Tell us all about your gala.
Gala, that's double the beauty. So this year we've expanded because last year we were at the Sunland Park Racetrack for our Hispanic Heritage Gala. This year we have grown a little bit in capacity.
Good.
And sponsorship and interest. So we are performing at the Plaza Theater on
Yay.
September the 28th. Yes.
That will be lovely. This is a one night only event. Give me the concept.
The concept is just pretty much excerpts from famous ballets. Our dancers come from everywhere. One of our sponsors is the Consulate of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good enough to recognize that we do have four dancers from Mexico City. So they come from the Bellas Artes, and they have danced all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
One of the principals is a very good friend of mine, Gerardo Gil, and he comes to us by way of the City San Diego Ballet.
Lovely.
Yes, and he's bringing his partner, and they will be performing the Coppelia Pas de Deux and the Black Swan Pas de Deux. Other pieces are the Coppelia famous Grand Pas de Deux. And for those of you that don't understand what pas de deux is, it's just a fancy French term for a partnering,
mm-hmm.
a partnering dance.
D-E-U-X means two, and
De, yes.
pa, P-A-S,
step,
means
step, step for two.
Okay.
Yes, that's
step
a literal translation, but really it's a partnering dance,
mm-hmm.
that is very
mm-hmm.
famous.
It just sounds so much more glamorous in French.
I know, doesn't it? Also, Don Quixote, which we did last year, and we're
yes.
bringing that one back because that is an audience favorite,
mm-hmm.
the Grand Pas de Deux. We also have two contemporary pieces that have never been seen before in El Paso, and so we're excited to present those as well. And we have marvelous contemporary. They're classically trained, and they have been performing in big companies, but they've kind of gone the route of contemporary, and we're really trying to showcase that since it's very popular
mm-hmm.
with the younger crowd.
Let's drop all the way back to the inception of this idea, because if anyone thinks that you are a highly paid arts administrator who's come in here to discuss this concept, let's do a reality check. You are a working RN.
I've been an RN for almost 20 years.
Okay.
I was a former dancer. I came up through UTEP as a 13-year-old. I was accepted to the program in San Francisco and
mm-hmm.
Ballet West. And, you know, when things started getting serious, my parents said, no, you will not be a ballet dancer. You will go into the medical field.
Did you heart?
My heart broke.
Yes. I just can't imagine.
Yes. My
Ouch.
Heart broke. Yes. But, you know, through it all, I've always maintained to either be asked to teach a class or to set some kind of choreography. I moved to San Antonio, and in San Antonio, I was asked by the University of San Antonio to set some choreography for their Texas Folk Life. And that's a seven stages. That
wow.
has seven humongous stages. So that was a very big project for me. And when I came back to El Paso, I just thought, wow, the ending of a ballet era is upon us. And so
yes.
I stupidly opened a little studio for my...
you fool.
yes, for my oldest daughter, who would not be a normal child and do soccer or anything like that. So she said, I want to take ballet. So I didn't want to drive. So I opened a little studio, and it grew, and we had to move to a bigger space. And then UTEP was ending their ballet program, and I thought, you know, we need a children's ballet company, and I started this 501c3. Well, that grew, and we did little avant-garde productions here and there, and it
mm-hmm.
grew, and I thought, I started to panic. I said, well, I don't know how to do this. I know how to be a dancer. I know how to set choreography.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
the business
artistic...
of the arts is. Quite complex.
It's very overwhelming and very, and sometimes political. So
yes.
I wrote a letter to one of my mentors, Edward Villilla.
Yes.
And he answered me back. He called me back on my cell phone. I was on
nice.
The freeway, and I pulled over, crying. And yes. And so we invited him. I invited him in 2008, mm-hmm. and he came and he spoke at the Philanthropy Theater, and we became fast friends, and we remain close to this day. And he invited me several times to Miami City Ballet to teach me everything, you know, from costume design to how everything works on a day-to-day basis. And that mm-hmm. that was invaluable.
Yeah, people who have lived their lives in the arts, I think, if their heart's in the right place, they immediately scoop up anyone who's asking for help and offer it, because it's such a fragile flame that burns there. If you don't cultivate it, it'll go out. And especially in the field of dance, why is dance so fragile?
I don't know why dance is always the lowest on the totem pole. I really mm-hmm. don't, because I suppose maybe longevity has something to do with it.
Well, the dancers themselves. I mean, you can only yes. dance for so long, and that's certainly a big one.
Yes.
And there's no the market for videos of dance performances is just not the same as a CD of a singer. So the dissemination of the product is an issue.
That's exactly
so
correct.
So that makes it what you are yes. doing all the more important.
Well, my job is to make everyone fall in love with ballet.
Because not hard. If we can find, I mean,
if you can
find
come
it.
To the theater and you can see what we have to offer, then hopefully you will participate and contribute to this big vision.
Well, in this case, it's going to be fairly easy to do because your ticket prices are extremely reasonable. Again, the event is going to take place at the beautiful Plaza Theater, so there are tickets available at the box office or through Ticketmaster. And they start at just $22?
They start at just
$22.
That's
very reasonable.
Now, if you're a student or military or senior, you can get a discount upon request.
It doesn't get better than that. And these dancers are world class. What?
Yes.
You have just continued to build a network where you
yes.
are able to contact people and harvest them to come in and perform.
You know, it's kind of a smaller pool of people when they're very good.
Oh, that's
so,
the truth.
You know, people talk and they get to know mm-hmm. me and they mm-hmm. get to know what the vision is. There's a pool here. There's a love of El Paso. And I'm thinking, if these dancers want to come and dance here, we need to support that.
By
effort.
All means, let's make a good, let's give them a good reception, because
good
that
stuff.
Magnetism is not to be wasted. My guest today is the artistic director of the El Paso City Ballet, Lisa Scaff, here to tell us about the Gala, which will be taking place at the Plaza Theater. It's a one-night-only performance on Saturday, September the 28th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets early from the Plaza Theater box office or through Ticketmaster. Just $22 is the starting price, with discounts available upon request. If you need more information, you can call Lisa at 204-0482 or check out on Facebook, I believe, is the best way to get to you.
Facebook, but remember the word city, El Paso City Ballet.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Lisa.
Thank you for the invitation.